ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we're studying the Song of God, Bhagavad Gita as it is. We're on chapter 18, which Prabhupada calls conclusion, the perfection of renunciation. Renunciation can be understood as being two things. One is detachment from material sense enjoyment, and on the other side, being attached to Krishna. Being attached to Krishna means to have attachment to Krishna's service. The devotee wants to be attached to Krishna by means of service. And there are 9 different kinds of service. The first service which you are doing is called Shravanam, hearing, the beginning of spiritual life. And the second process, chanting. When one has heard sufficiently, then one also wants to chant or describe or glorify. So that is renunciation. Detachment from material sense enjoyment and attachment to the service of Krishna. In the previous class, we discussed three kinds of happiness. Happiness in the mode of goodness, happiness in the mode of passion, happiness in the mode of ignorance. And then the next discussion in this chapter was the 4 varnas: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. And Kamlesh asked a particular question at the end of our last class, which will be answered in tonight's class directly by Krishna. So if you're ready to proceed, then I would request you to please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So if you're following along in the book, we're on chapter 18 and we're on text number 45. This 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is the largest chapter, followed by chapter 2. And both of those chapters are considered summary studies. The shortest chapters are the 2 most favorite chapters of Gujaratis, chapters 12 and 20. No, it's a fact. I have done research in this. After 20 years of preaching, I can say with certainty. Chapter 12 is entitled Bhakti Yoga, Devotional Service. And chapter 15 is called Purushottam Yoga, linking with the Supreme Person. So let us begin with text number 45. And the system is you repeat after me. Sve sve karmanya bhirata. Sansidhim labhate nara. Svakarma nirata siddhim. Yata vindati tachrinu. This phrase, tachrinu, has appeared several times in this Bhagavad Gita. Synonyms, sway, sway, each his own, karmani, work, abhirata, following, sangsiddhim, perfection, labhate, achieves, nara, amen. Svakarma, in his own duty. Nirata, engaged. Siddhim, perfection. Yatha, as. Vindati, attains. Tat, that. Shrinu, listen. Please repeat. By following his qualities of work, every man can become perfect. Now please hear from me how this can be done. So, Kamlesha's question is exactly answered. Because the previous section, Krishna outlined the qualities of a Brahmin, of a Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. But here, this verse by Krishna is very, very nice. In other words, it doesn't matter whether you're a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra. That doesn't matter. Why? You can become perfect, today's verse says. How? Following your qualities. So, the qualities of the Brahman, peacefulness, self-control, simplicity, truthfulness, like that. And then there were qualities of the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas and even the Shudras. The Shudras was simply serve the others. So Krishna is saying, even the Shudra, and in the Sanskrit, twice the word was given, samsiddhim or siddhim. Twice, and the translation in both, perfection. So even a Shudra can achieve perfection. Not just the Brahmanas. We have many examples in our Vedic scriptures of Brahmanas who have achieved perfection. There are examples of Kshatriyas. We don't hear so much the perfection of a Vaishya or a Shudra. But Krishna is here telling you, yes. Now the question is, how? As he says, now please hear from me how this can be done. So that is Krishna. He gives you the way to do things. Let's go to text 46. Yata pravittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam svakarmanatam abhyarchya siddhim vindati manava yata from whom pravritti the emanation Bhutanam, of all living entities, yena, by whom, sarvam, all, idam, this, tatam, is pervaded, svakarmana, by his own duties, tam, him, abhyarchya, by worshipping, Siddhim, perfection. Vindati, achieves. Manava, a man. So again, Siddhim, again, perfection. Please repeat. By worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings, and who is all-pervading. A man can attain perfection through performing his own work. So, interesting here is Krishna speaking about himself in the third person, the Lord. But Krishna is the Lord. But he's talking about himself as if the Lord is somebody different. That's why I love Krishna. He could have said, by worship of me. But Krishna's cool. He's saying, by worship of the Lord. Now, these two things. This distinguishes who is the Lord. Who is the source of all beings. That's the first thing. This is confirmed in chapter 14. Aham Bija Pradap Pita. Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father. Last Sunday was Father's Day, so I mentioned that. That Krishna is our original father. Because he says, all living beings, anything that's living, Krishna is the seed-giving father. So that is one qualification to be the Lord. You have to be the person who is the source of all beings. You and Kamlesh were only the source of two sons. Brahma is the source, yes. But Brahma has a source. You ask Brahma. Because Narada questioned him in the second canto. Narada said, I wonder, because people consider you the supreme, but when I see you doing austerities and penances, I question whether or not you're the supreme. And Brahma immediately confirmed, no, I am not the supreme. And Yamaraj also, after the Ajamil failure, when the Yamadutas could not capture Ajamil, the Yamadutas went to Yamaraj and said, we thought you were the supreme. And Yamaraj also said, no, I'm not the supreme. Above me is that person whose name you chanted, Narayana. Brahma also told Narada, his son, above me is Narayana. So although Lord Brahma is the source of all beings, from one angle of vision, Brahma himself has a source. And if you go back to the original source, it's... Nobody knows? Oh, I hope so. Because somebody may say Ganesh. Somebody may say Lord Shiva. Well, I want to make sure you know that I know that you know that I know. Yes. The original source is Krishna. That's why it says in the Brahma Samhita, Anadi Arida Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam. Yes, he is the cause of all causes. So that's the first qualification to be the Lord. You have to be the source of all beings. And number two, who is all pervading? This was also explained in chapter 13. There were two knowers of the field. There are two knowers of the body. You know what's going on in your body, but I have no idea what you're thinking and feeling right now. Because I only know what goes on in this body. But Krishna in chapter 13 said, but I know what's going on in everyone's body. So that's part two. If you want to claim to be the Lord, then you have to know what is going on in everyone's body. So when you see these people say that this person is God, that person is God, these are the two questions we pose. Oh, you say this Baba is God? Then tell me what I'm thinking right now. Go on. And are you the source of all beings? No, they cannot. They can bluff only. They can only bluff. But Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, and throughout his life, demonstrated he was the source of all beings. He was all-pervading. Okay, let's look at Prabhupada's purport. If you will, please look at Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. As stated in the 15th chapter, all living beings are fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. What's the verse? That's it. Thank you. Mama eva angsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. And Prabhupada makes the point that word sanatana is very important because we are eternally Krishna's parts and parcels. Recently, somebody posted something on my Facebook that somebody was preaching to him that you can become super soul. Yes. So, the point is that verse, Mama Eva Angsha. No, you are eternally fragmental part. Just like if Hiran came up to you and said, I am now become you. What are you, crazy? He can never become you. It's impossible. No, it's not possible. So it's not possible to become God. Part and parcel of God, that you already are. But you cannot become. That's not, become God. That's why the incident of Putana is significant. Because Putana was at best 1-2 months old. Yet he was able to kill the Putana demon. And Prabhupada makes the point. Putana did not have time to so-called become God by going to some mystic yoga factory and doing hot yoga. Then you become God. No. He was God right from the beginning. He killed the Putana demon at 1 month old. He didn't have to become. He already was the God. Okay. Thus the Supreme Lord is the beginning of all living entities. This is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmad Yasya Yataha, which is also, that's why the reference is given, that's also the first verse of Bhagavatam. The Supreme Lord is therefore the beginning of life of every living entity. And as stated in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord, by his two energies, his external energy and internal energy, is all pervading. So the idea there is there's only two energies, material and spiritual. There's no other option. It's either material energy or spiritual energy. But in chapter 7, Krishna says, these energies come from me. So that's another reason why Krishna is supreme. None of us can claim that these energies come from us. You can't claim that. It's impossible. But Krishna can claim that. So whether it's the spiritual energy or the material energy, it comes from Krishna, and therefore, impersonally, Krishna is all-pervading. Impersonal means he's represented by his energies. Not personally, but at least by his energies, he's represented. Let us continue. Therefore, one should worship the Supreme Lord with his energies. Generally, the Vaishnava devotees worship the Supreme Lord with his internal energy. Right. We don't worship Durga Krishna. That doesn't make sense. We worship Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan. Durga belongs to Shiva. So we make a distinction. This is the material realm. This is the spiritual realm. Okay. His external energy is a perverted reflection of the internal energy. Some people don't make a distinction. Many people, they don't make a distinction between Radha and Durga. Many of these people. They don't make any distinction. I know Because I know one person, he directly told me, there is no difference. No, there is a difference. One is a perverted reflection. One is, in the Brahma Sanhita, it's called shadow. The shadow is not the substance. The substance gives off the shadow. So, the comparison is here, Durga Mata is perverted reflection, shadow. Radharani is the real thing. But in some places, if I said that, what they would do? Yell, kick, chop my head off. That's right, they'll chop my head off because they don't make a distinction. But when we study these scriptures scrutinizingly, then you learn to be able to distinguish. I'm not criticizing, we're just stating facts. It's not blaspheming. Some people think, oh, you're blaspheming. No, I'm not blaspheming. We're stating facts. The external energy is a background, but the Supreme Lord, by the expansion of His plenary portion as Paramatma, is situated everywhere. So here's another way He is all-pervading. By the Supersoul. The Supersoul is pervading everything. In the Brahma Sanhita, it says, not only is the Supersoul within the heart, but the Supersoul is within every atom. So Supersoul pervades everything. Okay. He is the Supersoul of all demigods, all human beings, all animals, everywhere. Yes. This point was already discussed when the four verses that Krishna speaks about the demigods. In chapter 7, there are four verses where Krishna talks about demigod worship. And there is that line, Mayaiva Vihitan Hitan. The demigod gives the benediction to the worshiper when the Supersoul dictates to the demigod, do it. He's not independent. That's another thing. The demigods are not independent of Krishna. That's the second offense to chanting of the holy name. To think that the names of Brahma and Shiva are equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. No, they are not. Distinctions. Distinctions are made on the basis of higher knowledge. That's why we make distinctions, because you get more detailed information. He is the Supersoul of all demigods, all human beings, all animals, everywhere. One should therefore know that as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one has his duty to render service unto the Supreme. Everyone should be engaged in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness. That is recommended in this verse. Now, this next section is very nice. Everyone should think that he is engaged in the particular type of occupation by, everybody say? Rishikesha, the master of the senses. And by the result of the work in which one is engaged, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, should be worshipped. If one thinks always in this way, in full Krishna consciousness, then, by the grace of the Lord, he becomes fully aware of everything. That is the perfection of life. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Ahang Sumudarta. The Supreme Lord Himself takes charge of delivering such a devotee. That is the highest perfection of life. In whatever occupation one may be engaged, if he serves the Supreme Lord, he will achieve the highest perfection. So Prabhupada is previewing what's going to be stated in the next verse when he says, in whatever occupation one may be engaged, if he serves the Supreme Lord, he will achieve the highest perfection. So Prabhupada didn't wait for Krishna's answer. He already gave it to you. Spoiler alert. So there is how anyone can achieve perfection. If you serve the Supreme Lord. All right, everybody chant the Maha Mantra.